Okay, we're continuing in the Drosha Saran. We're in the Drosha HaChadasar, in the Masar Rav Kook, we're on page Tuf Mem Ches. So we've been talking about Darchi Amori and magicians and all kinds of superstitious stuff that the Torah tells us to not get involved with. And the Ran explained to us that the Torah was telling us that we don't need superstitions and things like that because we have a Navi. And a Navi is much better off than using superstitions. So the Ran says, "Val Yish Bekan Shela," but we have a question here. Shim Heyo Shehishlim In Yano It's true that the Torah has given us a way to not need the Darchi Amori in superstitious ways and magicians to know what's going to be in the future. Because we have a better way of knowing that, mitad a Navi, with a Navi. A Navi can tell us much better than superstitions and things like that, astrologers, magicians, about what's going to be in the future. Fine. A dying in the Yesh Lishol, but still we have a question. How did the Torah explain to us how we're going to be better off by not having onanos? What's that? Taking times that are supposed to be better for things. In other words, superstitious ways of deciding when you should start a business or things like that. That's being ma'onein. To know a superstitious way to know whether you should go or not. In other words, if the one famous from our culture is the black cat. Things that are bad luck. That's nichush is superstitious, believing in superstitious things that they, if something that in superstition is bad luck, so then you don't start a business that day, that kind of thing. So we're not allowed to get involved in either of those things basing decisions based on silly superstitions and choosing times based on superstitions to start things. We can't do that. So how do we have that? How do we get that? The Navi can tell you about the future. Okay, you can tell me what'll happen to me. But how am I going to figure out when I should start a business if I can't use superstitions? This is, of course, the question assumes that there's something to the superstitions. Vinei l'das Rambam, ein zu shela klal. Okay, so according to the Rambam, this is not a question at all, as I just kind of indicated. Ki huzal nimshel chadas hachacham ha-mativim shesovrim shein b'kochavim kochav tovo ra-klal. The Rambam didn't believe in any superstition. So this is no kasha according to the Rambam. How could the Torah take away from us nichush and being ma'onin to, use things that were known to be superstitious things to make decisions? This is not a question according to the Rambam, because he didn't believe that there was such a thing as a good star or a bad star. If an astrologer said, "Hey, I see a bad star coming out for you tonight," so what? She'enim bale echios klal. They have no power. V'shkol ma she'achshvu ha'amorim medarchim ha'hem davar batel. Anything that the goyim believe that the stars do is nonsense. V'shalon echsam u'ma k'shalon eshtamish bosin mionim. And therefore you're not missing anything if you don't believe in superstitions. V'shkol ma she'yigzeruhu ba'alei mishpat ha'kochavim eno nimshach mitzad ha'kochavim kal. Anything astrologers tell you that the sun did, the stars, this star does that, that star does this, all nonsense, according to the Rambam. Av halo nimshach achar dimyon ha'odim, it's all make me imagination. V'chol ma she'yeoru al zeh mitzad ha'kochavim eno ela mitzad dimyonim bo. Anything people think about the various stars is just them making stuff up. You say the Mars looks red, so it's evil. Hey, you made that up. K'me'elo she'yishtamshu b'garolos b'cholom b'zilosim en advarim. I forget what they're called, Kiji boards. But any kind of stuff you make up that you think has to do with reality, so according to the Rambam, that's all nonsense. There's nothing to it. So according to the Rambam, there's no question how the Torah took away from us nichush, whatever, something, good luck, bad luck, different things, rabbit's tail, whatever, stuff like that. Some of it may be even brought in Gemaras. The Rambam didn't believe in this kind of stuff. So to him, the Torah taking that away from us is, as he himself explains, is because the Torah doesn't want us to be stupid people and wants us to do what's emes. And there's nothing to those superstitions, and therefore makes perfect sense that the Torah said stay away from them. But Ran doesn't agree. V'yesh b'dvar of Safik. The Ran says I'm not sure about what he says. Shemin hanira she'inu kein das or basinu zal. It doesn't look like from the Gemara that the Chachamim agreed with him. Shari hiskiru b'sof perak mishich shechmaisim rabim shahol mehem shahamazal po baldei melo sheishanu sibas hamitzvos. Gemaras many times seem to be into mazal. If someone's born under a certain star or at a certain time when the star is out, that does affect a person, and nothing is going to change that unless they have a lot of mitzvos that can help them, but that there is something to astrology and the power of the stars and that kind of thing. So Pashup Shat in the Gemaras is not like the Rambam. Vim Kain, and therefore the Ran says, if so, Tzarech Bir Lama Asra Torah and Yanim Eilu and Yanim Hahim. If so, why should things like astrology be a problem? Why did the Torah take it away? I mean, it is. Why did the Torah take it away from us? Just like the Torah says, you don't need to ask an Ov, like we explained last week. An Ov is someone who could bring up the dead and ask them questions. You don't need to go to an Ov, you could use a Navi. So why didn't the Torah give us something to make up for the fact that we can't use the stars? We're not supposed to be involved in astrology. Why not? So if not that, then how are we supposed to know when we should start a business? Apparently he doesn't feel like that's something you ask an Avi. B'zu ha'tshuva, so the answer is, Shahatora Asra Osim Ha'inyanim Kulam, Vafal Pish Efshir Shimashich Mehem Toelis. The answer is, too bad, basically. The Torah said it's Asr. You're right. Pashup Shat is that it would have helped if we were allowed to use astrology, if we were allowed to use maybe some of the superstitions, perhaps. But he's rather not talking about, I believe, astrology. There could be that there is a something to it, and it would have helped, but the Torah answered it anyway. Mipnei, because shimush bedrachim ahem yavi leromim hakochavim legadlam. The problem is if you're going to study which star means what and how it affects you and which star has which power, you'll end up being an Ovid of Avodah Zarah eventually. You'll come to say, oh, this star is so great, oh, and then who knows where you're going to go from there. It could very possibly lead to a person worshipping the stars as if they have their own power. Instead of realizing that the sun or the stars, if whatever power they have, you'll think that it's up to them, that if you're nice to the star, if you help the star out somehow, it'll help you. That's Avodah Zarah. If you do something, you'll think if you do something that will help the star in some ruchnius way, it will help you, as if it's up to the star to decide what power it gives off to whom. And that's absolute nonsense. Even if you want to agree and admit that there are power to the stars and astrology is real, they have no choice in what power or what they cause on this world. It's whatever Hashem makes that star do is what it does. Whatever its nature is to do is what it does. Whatever it's naturally supposed to do is how it's going to act. Just like a fire, no matter what you sacrifice to it, a fire is going to burn what it normally burns. So too, if you're going to say Mars is a red planet and it causes things to be warm on this earth, then there's nothing you can do that's going to change that. Or what we know from science anyway about the moon and the tide. If the moon affects the tide, the moon affects the tide, and that's just it. There's nothing you can do that's going to change that. The name says, comes out, anybody who's doing anything, sacrificing anything, or doing anything to find favor in the eyes of the moon is doing silly stuff. Like, as it happens, birthday cakes. Birthday cakes are, according to many, the reason we have circle birthday cakes is it was part of some kind of moon ritual with the candle, the burning candle in the middle, and the circular moon cake that we're all familiar with the birthday cake. That was supposed to be some kind of moon ritual. And when you make a wish, that's davening for the whole thing, you know, the moon to be helping you out. Anyway, you can't get the moon to do anything for you. It has no brains. It has no ability to help you. And so that we should be away from that mistake, which is absolutely Avodah Zarah. The Torah forbade it for us. Even choosing proper times, you know, based on superstitions. Even if it's true, even if it's right, that doing a certain thing, it's a not good time to go. Torah still says don't look at stuff like that. And the Torah gave us what we need instead of that. In other words, instead of looking at does the superstition make it look, or does the this looking at the stars, if the stars are that way, instead of looking at that, the Torah gave us something better. It gave us mitzvos and mitzvos to do and things and averus to not do. Shein safik shabrachas vaklalas hamuras b'Torah kulan maris. It's clear that all the brachos the Torah says if you do the mitzvos and the curses if you don't do the mitzvos all tell us Torah is full of this. If you keep the Torah, you don't have to worry about what the stars say. Hashem will make an ace. Hashem makes it that if an eclipse is bad, if the Jews do mitzvos, they don't have to worry about eclipses. And why would the Torah have to say, explain how we don't have to worry about not having superstitions? The whole Torah revolves around the fact that if you do mitzvahs, you don't have to worry about bad things happening to you. And if you do averus, you do. But Torah had to explain. How are we going to get around not having an ov, which can tell you the future? That how are we going to know the future otherwise? Okay, so what's going to, you know, for things to go well, we can just do mitzvahs and we can assume things will go well. But as far as knowing what the future is going to, what's going to happen, so that you need a navi for. So we could have asked an ov, so v'shlima idea a navi there for the Torah gave us a navi to take care of that. And hinted to us that which we will understand from a Navi is a perfect, something very shalim. Because the amazing sight that the Navi, or image that the Navi sees in his mind's eye, it's not natural for a person to grasp. And therefore, it's a little different here in Shoftim than what we said in Be'ezchanan. Hashem says, "I'm giving you a navi like you asked when you guys were at Har Sinai, that you didn't want to have Hashem."